We are learning Masechtas Be'ah, Daf Chof Aleph Amad Aleph, and we are beginning 5 lines from the top of Chof Aleph Amad Aleph, 2 dots. Bo'im Nei Rav Avya Savyam Rav Huna. Rav Avya had a question for Rav Huna. We know the halach is, you're not allowed to cook or bake on for a non-Jew. It says Lechem, Eichel Nefesh Mut Lechem, V'loy Lekusim, not for a non-Jew. So let's say you have a behemoth that's half belongs to a guy, half belongs to a yid. Are you allowed to shecht it? On one hand, you're shechting that for the guy. On the other hand, shechting for the yid. Is it mutter or not? So Shaul was, he asked Rav Huna, was behemoth chatz yishal nachri v'chatz yishal yisrael, ma'alu shecht v'yantiv, because shecht v'yantiv. Amalei, answer the mutter. It's allowed. Amalei, so Rav Avya asks Rav Huna, b'chima ben zel nadarim radavis. Why is it different than nadarim radavis? We know that there's a man diyama holds that even if you're based hill, you cannot bring shalmi nadava on yontif. Why not? You're eating some of the shlamim, so you had some oichel nefesh. Teretz says, since it's pot le gavaya, so it seems like if something's pot le gavaya, pot le Yisrael, it's no good. You can't shecht it. So why is it different? Just like a part goy, part yid was saying it's mutter, and by shalmi nadava was saying a part le gavaya, part for shemayim, part for yourself is aser. So what's the difference? That was his question. Now, the Marashah, the Rajba, already asked, Kasha Rajba asks that, had you know that Rav Huna holds that the Dharma Davis can't be brought on Yantav, maybe he holds Vibe Silla could be brought on Yantav. So the Teretz is that, since it was coming from the Sugya before, that's how he assumed that you're not allowed to bring the Dharma Davis on Yantav, he figured that's what Rav Huna holds. Also, Rav Huna didn't speak out clearly, he's going for that Mani Yama Mutter. Therefore, he asked him, it sounds like for you, the Dharma Davis also to bring on Yantav. You're not allowed to bring Shalmi Nadav on Yantav. Why is Shalmi Nadav different than a Shutfis with a guy? So Rav Huna answered, Omalei, Urva Parach, there's a bird flying over. He basically changed the subject. He says, okay, not fact, when Rav Avi left, Omalei Rabba Bray, so Rabba, who's Rabba Bar Rav Huna, Rabba his son, turns to Rav Huna, turns to his father, and says, Lav Hainu Rav Avya Savya, isn't that Rav Avya the elder, the Mishtavak Velelei Marbig Avod, the Gav Rabba, who you always say about him that he's a big person, and he asks you a question, you just throw him away like that, you change the subject? Omalei, so he answered, Ma Evid Le, what should I do? I couldn't answer right now. Hani Ayoyim, today, Samchuni ba'ashishus, the pasuk in Shir Ashirim, Samchuni ba'ashishus, Rapaduni ba'tepuchim, Kichel Sahavani. I was the matziv where I was very weak. Like Rashi says, he just gave a shir, it was on Yontif, he just gave a shir for the rabbin. It was very hard for him to think until he ate some food. He was by a matziv that he had to be Samchuni ba'ashishus. He had to hold him up with some wine, some drink, and give him some smell of apples. So he asked me a shayla that needs explanation. I didn't have koyches to do it. That's why I didn't answer him. So Gemara asked, "Time am I? What's taka the reason?" Gemara speaks this out. Why taka the reason? So what's taka the chiluk between behema chetsha nachri bechetsha yisrael and a carbon shlomim shalmi adav which also chetsya shal yisrael chetsya gavaya? What's the difference? So the Gemara, time am I? Behema chetsha nachri bechetsha yisrael mutl shalv yamtiv. Why? Because yisrael needs meat and the efshel kazai is possible to shechit. It's impossible to have a kazai is possible to shechit. It's one mite of shechit. That's for yisrael. Oh, the guy is gaining also. So what? You can't shecht the yisrael. We have shechting the guy's portion also. I can ask me, but a darav davas also. I shecht it for shalmei of nedava. I can't eat without shechting for gavaya also. So Gemara says, a darav davas is also shecht miyam tavoy. The kahanim, even the kahanim and the Israelim, when they're zeicher, because zachu meshuchim gavaya kazachu, they are being zeicher from, like Rashi speaks out, the chalos sheik huadim lebaylim. They are getting from the table of the master. That's what they're getting from. Really, the whole shlam goes legavaya, and I'm eating from the table of Akaris Baruch Hu kavayachu. And therefore, it's all considered legavaya, and that's why it is also du anyanta fides mandiyama. So that's the chilek. By the shechita, dear, it's for me, and I can't shecht without shechting the guy's portion also. Mashen can hear by shlomim, it's kula legavaya. I am eating it, me and the bailim and the kahanim are eating it. Teretz is because that's shulchan gavaya kazach. So the Gemara weiter, Amar Chista, the same halacha, behema chetzi shanach vetzi yisrael, mutlo shechta v'yamtiv. If you have a behema, that's a partnership between a non-Jew and a Yisrael, you let a shecht it, even though the guy is an ephemid also now. Because the efshel kazai is b'vathva shechita, it's impossible to shecht. They have a piece of basa without shechita, and you have a shecht for me, it's like a shecht it also for the other person, for the non-Jew as well. What about an isa chatzis shanachim chatzis yisrael? What about a dough that's half of a goy and half of a yid? Also lafayis of yomtiv. That already you can bake on yomtiv. Why? To efshelay lemefalag of alisha, because there you can split it in half. There you can split it in half. You don't have to make the whole entire bread. You don't have to make the whole bread. You can split it in half. And therefore, you're doing extra tircha for the guy. Because you have to knead extra dough. You have to braid extra dough. Just, if it belongs to both of us, half of it I'll bake and half of it I'll wait till after Yom Tov. I can't cook for any Yehudi. That's shayach to split it in half. And therefore, it's not allowed. Most of the Chorim HaChorim Elohim is a Mishnah of Sechtes Chalos. It says like this. Isis Klavim, a dough that was made to feed the dogs. In cases where b'shasat chak, the roya would eat from it, because it's edible enough that the shepherd, if he was desperate, would eat from it. The loch is in chayavas b'chala. It's considered a dough that's royal. Achilas chayav b'chala. U'ma'arvim bo, you can use it by eriv. Eriv is something used to combine chatseiros, all the courtyards together into one. U'mishtatvim bo, that's something used to combine the first thing, ma'arvim bo, is to combine all the houses in one courtyard together. U'mishtatvim bo is to combine all the courtyards in one alleyway together. So you use this by eriv chatseiros. Because the halacha is Erev Chatzeres, pass. It's enough pass for Erev Chatzeres. Mevarchim leh, you bench on it. Mezamer leh, and you make zimun also. Mevarchim leh, kuri mihai maitzi. Mezamer leh means you bench with a zimun. It's a regular than bread. V'nef pass b'yom. You're allowed to bake it on Yom Tov because it's a tzarech achila. But odom, yoyz tevich asa v'pasach. And if it's matzah, you can be yoyz to the mitzvah matzah with it. It has all DNA bread. Gemara's a kasha, v'amai. But efshel mevka b'lisha. How can you say you're allowed to bake this whole tari isis haklavim? Lamaisa, some of it's going to the dogs. Only a little bit, maybe the royim will eat. And lamaisa, I can split it. So how can I make the whole entire thing? L'chayra, there's a problem. You're not allowed to do extra. After the Gemara, shani isis klavim, however, efshel afayisam benavela. Isis klavim is different. Since you might eat the entire thing, you might give the animals, might give the dogs, nevela, you might find a piece of nevela and give it to the dogs. And therefore, since hoyl, it's shaykh that you're going to eat the whole thing, therefore you're allowed to bake it on Yom Tov. Pray to Gemara Kasha, Mis Lerech Chista Hoyl. Does Rav Chista hold of this idea called hoyl? Because we're saying over here, since it's possible, they'll give it all to the Royim, therefore you're allowed to bake it. Because you might give the dogs Nevela. Does Rav Chista hold of hoyl? Or Itmar, we learned. Someone who bakes from Yom Tov for tomorrow, for the next day, for a weekday. Rav Chista will like it, get Malkus. There's an Issa Malacha. Issa Malacha on Yom Tov gets Malkus, not Skila. Shabbos, he gets Skila. On Yom Tov, it's an Issa Malacha. He's asking Malacha, Issa Lav. So Rav Chista says he did a deraisa to get Issa of Bishal on Yom Tov. And therefore, you get Malkus. Rabba Ma'ina like, you don't get Malkus. What's the Pshat? Rav Chista will like, Loimin Hoyo, Mikli Leochim. We don't say this idea that, oh, because a family might come over now and have to give it to them. So therefore, Chaz Lehashta. You don't say it since it's possible guests might come over, therefore if I bake today for tomorrow, I can't be chayiv on it because guests might come, it might be tzarech today. He doesn't hold that if you get malchus. And rabba ma'ina loika. I mean, hoyl, you say hoyl. By the way, if you rabba, it's still awesome in the rabbanon, but it's no deraisa because you say hoyl. Hoyl v'mikle archim, therefore it's not a deraisa because maybe archim will come. Like upon him, the cash is, Rav Chista doesn't hold a hoyl. So why by Isak Klavim do we say, hoyl, you might give an nevela to the dog, and therefore the royim will eat all the Isa, because we don't say hoyl from Rav Chista. So what's Pshat? Ella's like tomorrow, loy tem a hoyl v'efsher, ella could go into Isla nevela. It's not hoyl v'efsher, he has nevela. The vade efsher l'fayis m'nevela. The one case is that he has nevela, and for sure it's possible to fayis m'nevela. Therefore, even Rav Chista agrees. So some say Pshat is, this is even better than hoyl, since he has it, mamash the nevela with him, he give nevela. Some have taken out the word efsher and not the vade efsher. He's going to give nevela, and therefore it's vade baking it for himself, and therefore there is no problem on Yom Tov to bake this isis haklavim because it's in a go toward the shepherd himself, to the people himself. Ba'imnei Ravuna. Ravuna had now the Rashba speaks out that l'chayra, even if you rabba, you could have the same question that by isis haklavim, why let it cook it, bake it for the royim? Because even if you say hoyel, it's still also the rabbanon. So the Rashi speaks out. The Gemara could have asked this kasha rabba also, not dafka Rav Chista. But we're asking Rav Chista l'shita soy that here it sounds like he's saying it's mutter, and we know Rav Chista doesn't hold a hoyel. But you could ask him kasha rabba also because rabba holds akbanon is also the rabbanon. Here by the klavim it says I could bake it. I in the Rashi. So the Gemara vayta. Boyimne Ravuna, haibne baga the ramulai kimchad bnei chal. These people the Israelim. They were in a certain area, that their job was take care of the chayalim, take care of the soldiers. The king said they have to take care of the soldiers. When the soldiers come into town, the soldiers will provide them with the flour, they have to bake bread for them, no matter what. So, ma'ala fais b'yontif. Could I bake it for them on yontif? You know, I'll bake for a non-Jew. Amalahu. So he answered, Ravuna answered, depends. Chazino, if the soldiers let you give some of this bread to your children, then kol chadu chal chazinuka v'shari. Then everyone is mutter. Everyone's possible. Every challah you're baking is possible to give to your own children. And therefore, it's mutter. Vilav, if they're very makbar in it, also, then you cannot give it, then you cannot bake it for them, because you're not allowed to bake for a non-Jew. And he doesn't let him give it to your own children, so therefore, it's also. So what does it say over here? Rav Huna says that since it's possible to give some of it to your children, you're allowed to bake it. So Tosfos has a kasha. So Rashi really speaks out. This is not like Rav Chista. Rav Chista said before, if you have a dough, even though you can eat part of the dough, you can't bake the whole dough. Why not? Because you just cut it in half. So that means if you have a lot of dough and you only eat part of it, you can't bake it. So here, the Yanuka, the children are eating all the challah, so you're allowed to bake all of it. So Rashi says that Rav Huna is arguing Rav Chista before that says, Chatzis Shonochim, Chatzis Yisrael, also la fais in ala bake it. The Rav Huna is arguing Rav Chista, as Rashi speaks out. Tosfos, the Ravas Chazinon, says that no, that here even Rav Chista will agree. Because by a Isa that they own a partnership, so there you can split it up and eat my chalik, eat my portion, and then your portion will bake tomorrow. Over here, this kemach, this flour belongs to the soldiers. If you don't bake the whole thing, you can't give your children anything. You can't just take part of it and give it to your children because it belongs to them. It's only when you bake everything that then you can give some to your children. Therefore, the only way to give to your children some of it is only if you bake the entire thing. And therefore, even Rav Chista will agree here, he'll be mutter. Rav Huna doesn't have to argue on Dafka Rav Chista. There was a story with Shimon from the city called Timni. He didn't come Yontav by night. The first night Yontav, he didn't come to the Beis Medrash. The Shach was much Rudu Ben Bava. Rudu Ben Bava found him in the morning. Amalei, why didn't you come to the Beis Medrash last night for the Shir? Amalei, Balshas Bali Reinu, an army came to our city. They wanted to steal and loot the whole city. So what we do, we placated them. By what? The Shachatlam Egel, we shechted a little calf. V'chalnum, we gave them good food, good meat. We set them off L'shalim. That's what I was busy with. You know, I was busy with saving the town, the money from the town. Amalei answered him, Tomani Mulyoto Schorchem Bafsadchem. I'm not sure if you gained anything. By saving all your money, I'm not sure what you gained, because you were over Hashem the Israel Yontif. And Adam, the Einish Yontif is worse than losing all your money. So Yotzo Schorchem Bafsadchem. So Yomra Terulachem, Loyal Racham, you're not a bake for Chavim. So, hey, how do you let it? You're not a shecht for them. You're not a duma lach for the guy. How do you shecht this eagle for the guy? That's the price. Pray to my kasha. They can eat some of it. So the chayyur fear of Huna Svara, what's this? They can eat some of it. The story was there was an eagle trefa. It wasn't kosher them to eat. So they did it only exclusively for the goyim. Therefore, it was a tiny. Pray to Gemara. They didn't give it to their own klovim. And that's your mutter. You let it cook and bake for klovim, for dogs, on Yom Tov. So no, Tanoi, we hold that with Tzvachai Tanoi, we hold that you can't feed klavim. The Tanoi Luter Brisa. Achas Yochel Chol Nefesh Hu Levadi Yas Lachem. The pasuk says that on Yom Tov you let it cook the Tzarech Chol Nefesh. The Mashmash Nefesh Chol Nefesh. The pasuk says Chol Nefesh. Shemayin Yifel Nefesh Behemah. You see them there. Even Nefesh Behemah is mutter to cook for. B'mashma. Why? Because the Torah calls a behemah nefesh. It says in the pasuk, "Makan nefesh behemah shamena." A behemah is called a nefesh. So maybe you would think that ma'ochel nefesh is mutter also for behemahs because they call nefesh. Tamal loymar. It says in the pasuk, "Lachem," and lachem is a meat. Lachem le'el klav. Never basically only for you and not for dogs. That's basically the shita. Rav Akiva, I know. I feel nefesh behemah. Even nefesh behemah, you could cook for. Im kematam lachem. Aitz is lachem. Lachem le'el chavim. Lachem not for non-Jews. Why do you think it makes more sense to marva and let it cook for dogs and bake for dogs? I'll tell you why it makes more sense. Marva nias a klavim, that's your job, take care of them. And I'm a mayit, I exclude goyim, which are not your job to feed them. Al kaponim, what comes out of the Gemara is like this. Rav Huna said a svarim that I'm allowed to bake for the goy if I'm going to give some to my children. And the brisa was in Vuyur, that was an usr to shech the eagle for the goyim. They could have ate some. Teretz was a trefa, and they couldn't eat. They could give it to the dogs, the Israel gives it to the dogs, maybe that's why it's mutter. No, you're not allowed to cook for your dogs either, according to that man, the Yama. It's v'chagis tanoim. And we talk of paskin that you cannot cook and bake and do malacha for the eichel nefesh of your animals. Al kaponim, and therefore it was a taina shimna timni that he shechted the eagle for the army.